This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably. What's up, Hot Breathiverse? It's your boy, comedian Joel Byers, and welcome to the Tight 5 Podcast, a proud member of the Hot Breath Comedy Network. These Tight 5 Podcasts are designed to be your quick guide to comedy mastery, where every Wednesday you can hear quick clips and interviews about the craft of comedy and how you can get better faster. So thank you for listening, and All right, Tight 5 Podcast. Erica E. DeDuchess.
What's up?
Just smashed the barbecue joint.
That's what they say.
What advice do you have for newer comics trying to get in this comedy grind?
Be yourself, have fun, and don't be scared.
How did you overcome the fear?
I still be scared. I just read something to say, even when fear arrives, still do it.
Yeah, you're only 5 years in.
Only 5 years in.
But you seem to have found your voice already. Like, what do you attribute to that?
You know what, just getting on that stage, staying on stage, learning yourself, perfecting your craft, and learning who you is, and that's how you find yourself in this game.
What about in the social media game? Because you seem to have found a good footing there, too.
I was kind of blessed with that because I was, you know, I would ratchet people meet, and
I had
Nell Green, Marco Lavelle, DC Young Fly, all those funny guys. So they kind of like taught me how to be on the social media thing.
They taught you. Are you all right?
Giggle. I know. I giggle a lot. I know. And I just got off stage, so I be on that high.
Just got off. Yeah, like
just
came and grabbed me.
He was like, grab me. Like, come on, do an interview. I'm like, okay, nigga. So I'm trying to.
Oh, woo. That's how we
I
get
mean,
that?
Well, you know, nigga,
I mean, I'll take it.
Well, okay, Joel.
You did say on stage you love everyone, but you love black people more.
I do. Why not? You love your people more, don't you?
Well, I mean, I love people.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
I've done enough.
Don't lie. You love your people more.
I don't know.
Yeah, you
know. I mean,
you do.
I resent my people more. We
But they did some fucked up shit, so
exactly.
You can say that we ain't did no fucked up shit. So I can say
exactly.
I love my people more.
Exactly.
So it's different.
It
but
is.
But you
totally.
Do deep down love your goddamn people more.
Well, deep down I love comedians the most because I feel like we're our own species.
Yeah, now that's the truth. We are. We are our own species. This is a whole new world for me, but I love it.
And what are your goals in this game?
My goals in this game, wherever God got on his plan for me, I wanna fulfill all those numbers, whatever he got. And I just wanna be known to be one of the greatest. I wanna be great. I wanna be known as one of the greats.
What, like, who is a great to you?
My greats is, like, of course, Eddie Murphy, Martin Lawrence, Richard Pryor. They're my greats. I love all them guys.
So as far as the comedy hustle, do you have a day job right now?
No, I don't have a day job. I quit my job, and I went, I just gave up my 9-to-5. Well, they fired me 2 times. Well, let me, yeah.
I gave it up. No, they fired me. See,
well,
what happened was.
They fired me 2 times, but I know I can never be committed to no 9-to-5 because this comes first.
Right.
So I've been out of work for like two years, and it ain't been easy. It's been a struggle.
Yeah.
But I think I'm finna start working for Lyft.
Working for Lyft.
Yeah, I think.
A little side hustle.
A little side hustle because you make your own schedule.
Uh-huh.
I ain't got to report to nobody and all that type of shit. And it be good networking, I think.
What did you do to get fired twice?
Well, I was a plug, right? But they didn't know I was a plug.
The plug, the connect.
Yeah, I was a connect at my job, but they really couldn't really fuck with me, but they wanted to fuck with me. They knew something was going on, but they couldn't really figure out what was going on, but they knew something was going on. Or whatnot, so they tried to just fire me just on some suspicious shit. Yeah.
I love that. So how'd you get fired twice? We'll see. I was the plug on some fuck shit. And like all of it made sense to me though, which was hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see you, black girl.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Funny black bitch.
Yeah. Oh, we're the
But you know I got a little bit of
face.
Your whole titty is like the size of my face.
Yeah, she just got heckled with the boobs.
I know.
So before we get out of here, what final advice do you have for comedians?
Comedians,
give them some words of encouragement or reality.
listen to the veterans in the games. Be comfortable. Be creative. Have fun with this. Know this is what you really want to do. Just don't be doing it just to be doing it. Know that this is your gift. Know that this is your gift, because I know this is my gift, because God know I did not sign up for this or whatnot, but I know this is my gift. I love it, and you want to perfect it in every way you can. So if you're a newcomer out there, learn, get out here, get on these stages. Mm-hmm. Instagram good, you know, for the followers and stuff like that, but to perfect your craft, you got to get on that stage. Don't be scared of that stage. You got to get on that stage. See, I'm a stand-up comedian, and I tell other folks, I ain't hating on nobody. I love everybody. Everybody hustle, but it's a difference between stand-up comedians and social medians.
Social medians.
I made that up.
Well, where can they follow you on the social media?
You can follow me at Erica, E-R-I-C-A, Duchess, D-U-C-H-E-S-S.
Well, thank you so much for being on the Type 5.
Thank you.
Oh, you're the best. Oh, we almost kissed right there.
I know your wife and I see it.
That's it for this week's Type 5 Hot Breathiverse. I hope you found it valuable, and if you want to join the conversation, head on over to our Facebook group, Hot Breath Comedy Network, to give your 2 cents on the topic discussed today. And I hope to see you there. Hot Breath. This episode of Hot Breath is sponsored by our Patreon. If any of our content has helped your comedy career, join our Patreon linked in the show notes and get positive comedy karma for life. Probably.